from the Mercy One studio.
John Leonetti in the Morning is sponsored by R&R Realty Group, Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, Plaza Dental Group, and Blessman International.
Welcome in, everyone. John Leonetti in the Morning here on Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM and 94.5 FM. Streaming online, iowacatholicradio.com, and on the free Iowa Catholic Radio app. Thanks so much for joining me today, Thursday, August 8th, first day of the Iowa State Fair. We're going to be out there. How about you? Got a great show in store for you today. Coming up, Julie Nelson, co-host of Catholic Women Now, going to preview her 9 o'clock show. At 7:45 today, Dr. Carol Brown is going to be on. She's the director of the Sioux Spiritual Center and professor at Catholic Distance University Center. We're going to talk about this word that we've been hearing a lot about lately from the Holy Father and others. It's called spiritual accompaniment. But some people, I think, have the wrong idea of it, and we're going to just kind of really hash it out. We're going to see what this whole thing means. We've heard the Holy Father talk about it in the Joy of the Gospel. His encyclical, the U.S. bishops are talking about this with greater frequency for this spiritual accompaniment now. So we're going to talk about those two words together. It's really kind of a buzz phrase in our church today, but Dr. Carol Brown has got something to offer on that. Also on the show today, one of the more depressing things we're ever going to talk about on this show is a new study that now finds that 70% of Catholics in the United States of America do not believe in the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist. That is a tragedy. 7 out of every 10. And the numbers get worse as we get younger. I'm going to have the breakdown of that for you coming up today, about 7:15. We're going to do all of that. Also on the show today, we're going to talk about the Iowa State Fair. Had an amazing time last night. And a call from a man from Turkey that called into Catholic Answers Live. I got something to say about this. It happened yesterday about 5:30. If you were in the car listening to Catholic Answers Live, you heard this call. I could not believe it. I was floored. So I got something to say on that as well. Mark Amadeo, news and sports, weather straight from the desk of Channel 13, meteorologist Megan Selwell. Going to have your saint of the day coming up in the second half hour as well. It's a big one in the church. And let's get right to it. Deacon Tony Valdez, let's offer our morning to Almighty God.
God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus in the Church, pray for us. Amen.
Amen. Mark Amadeo with your news and sports.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
Hello, sir.
Good morning, John. Don't forget the weather. We got that right from
Megan Selwell,
and it's going to be a decent day, as you guys had last night, driving, riding on that big red truck in the Iowa Catholic Radio truck during the fair.
Now, did you see us out there?
I saw a replay of it because I taped it, and then I came back and I saw Gene Wells with the Pope Francis sign, and was that Julie Nelson
Julie
up there
Nelson
with her?
Julie Nelson next to her, yeah, they were both there.
Yep.
So that was awesome.
And then you and Bo were, where were you at, John? I couldn't.
I was walking. I didn't get my workout yesterday, so I said, Bo, you and I were walking. So we walked it's almost 2 miles was what it was.
Right. It was, about 30 blocks or so of the parade route. But no, I didn't see you walking. I did find that group that was ahead of you last year. They were called Slaughterhouse, and they were about 20 floats behind you in the parade line.
Yeah, that's I'm happy about that. Yeah, they were the haunted house. So that they scared me. I can't imagine what they did to everyone else.
So you got rearranged. You got new neighbors last night, but no, I didn't see you. You must have been way behind. I mean,
way up there. We were way up there with the eye shines. It was fun. So they were holding the banner. Bo and I were up there talking and walking and waving, and then the truck was right behind us. So no, it was good. You know, I mean, we got so many thumbs up. Every year we go out there. This was the third year now. You know, it just gets better and better. Police officers, one of the police officers, she said to our station executive director. She said, I listened to you guys. Got another high five from a police officer that gave us a big thumbs up. So they were out there. You know, people on the sides and the skywalks were waving, and a lot of listeners. Saw the Mershmans out there. It was just a blast. It was a blast.
Well, it was, looked like a good time and had great weather for it, and you made it the complete 30 blocks. That's even better, John.
I did.
Outlasted everything. So.
Just no candy.
A lot of fun, and
we weren't able to throw any candy.
There was some disappointment there. I heard some feedback. No candy. Nobody was throwing candy or receiving candy. Did anybody throw anything at you, John?
No.
Maybe a suggestion or
no
two?
No one threw anything at me.
Like that.
No, I didn't get anything thrown. I'm happy about that.
You should have had on the banner taking calls live. If you have your questions, you know, call John Leonetti. You should have had a banner up for that, and then have your cell phone going.
Well, Jimmy was Jimmy Olson, who does our traffic here. He was out there with his camera doing Facebook Live, so that was kind of fun.
Yeah, that would be. That's another opportunity to interact. But,
yeah.
What a night it was, and the fair parade's over. Now the fair, it just opened up, John. 7 o'clock is when the gates open, so the fair is on for the next 11 days.
I'll be out there today.
That's right. The Iowa Catholic Radio booth, and folks need to know where that's at. It's just stage right of the Ann and Bill Riley stage, if you go to that stage, and we're over there off the right. Right next to some of the food vendors. We're right behind them. We're in their backyard, so to speak, John, aren't we?
We are right there next to the those Italian sausage sandwiches.
I have to get out there. I got to find a way to get out there between days of vacation, either later this week, tonight or tomorrow, or sometime late next week. Got to find a way to get out there.
I'll have a turkey leg for you.
Appreciate you holding me one back. Mm-hmm. Appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Right. Right now from the WHO-TV Channel 13 Weather Desk, meteorologist Megan Selwell. Currently in Des Moines, we have cloudy skies. Well, the sun trying to peek through the clouds, so we can call it partly cloudy skies. We do have some spotty showers moving through central Iowa right now. 72 degrees with a north wind at 5 miles per hour on the opening day of the Iowa State Fair this Thursday, August 8th. And today we'll see spotty showers on and off this morning. Otherwise, mostly sunny later on this afternoon. Today's high 81 degrees, north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, overnight low of 61 degrees. Then tomorrow, partly sunny, high of 83 for your Friday. Saturday and Sunday, more of the same. Partly cloudy skies, highs in the lower to mid 80s. Next chance of rain after today will be on Saturday night. Well, in the news on this Thursday morning, the Iowa State Fair has announced additional security measures for this year's fair. General Manager Gary Slater says they've added about 150 more security cameras, bringing the total to around 250 cameras stationed throughout the Iowa State Fairgrounds. Now, he says that in addition to security staff, police officers, and the Iowa State Patrol troopers inside the gates, the Des Moines police officers will be outside of the Des Moines Fairgrounds patrolling. Slater says some of these officers may be stationed on top of buildings to keep an eye on things. He also says bags may be searched and entrance gates at certain times, which has been a policy at the fair for several years. Now, once again, the Iowa State Fair runs from today. It opened up at 7 o'clock this morning and runs through Sunday, August 18th. And gates open at 7 o'clock each day of the fair, 7 a.m. Well, today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. Last night, AAA Baseball, the Iowa Cubs opened up a 7-game homestand, and Las Vegas defeated the Iowa Cubs last night 8-6 at Principal Park in downtown Des Moines. Same two teams tonight, first pitch 7 o'clock. Yesterday's Major League Baseball scoreboard, some of the Midwest teams that were involved. In interleague play, the Cubs beat Oakland by the score of 10-1 at Wrigley Field, while Atlanta downed the Minnesota Twins 11-7. In the National League, it was Los Angeles Dodgers defeating St. Louis 2-1, Milwaukee down Pittsburgh 8-3. In the American League, the White Sox beat Detroit 8-1, and Kansas City's game at Boston was suspended at with a 4-4 tie in the 10th inning, and it'll be resumed on August 22nd in Boston at 1 o'clock. Today's Dowling Catholic Sports Calendar has no varsity sports or activities planned. Our next high school sports broadcast here on Iowa Catholic Radio will be the high school football season opener for the Dowling Maroons, as Dowling hosting Waukee at Valley Stadium. That'll be on Friday, August 30th, 22 days away. Our pregame show gets underway at 6:30, kickoff at 7 right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Once again, from the WHO-TV Channel 13 Weather Desk, and meteorologist Megan Selwell, currently in Des Moines, cloudy to partly cloudy sky. Guys, right now 72 degrees with a north wind at 5 miles per hour. There is some spotty showers in the area. Those should clear off this afternoon. We'll have mainly sunny skies later on today with a high of 81 degrees, north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News. news, weather, and sports on your Thursday morning. John Leonetti Show. And coming up, Jimmy Olsen. He has your morning traffic report. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities is sponsored in part by Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, Mercy Medical Center, and R&R Realty Group. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, and streaming at iowacatholicradio.com. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Not a bad drive for you on 235, heading in from the west and east mixer to downtown. No problems to pass along there, but there are other few things to kind of keep in mind this morning. Over on Highway 65, just south of the East University exit, there is a stall on the exit ramp going to East University. That's going to give a little bit of an issue there, so keep an eye out for that. Also an accident. I-80-35, it's on Hickman Road headed eastbound right there at 80-35, so keep an eye out there. And then just a reminder that there is a closure for water main repair East 21st between Easton Boulevard and East University. That should reopen tomorrow. Thanks to BuilderKen Construction for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. BuilderKen has a transparent team strengthened by a group of dedicated employees who will execute your project professionally and efficiently. Learn more at bdconstruct.com. That's traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Jimmy. Speaking of Jimmy Olsen here, Jimmy is the founder, creator of the bingo, Iowa Catholic Radio bingo, Iowa State Fair game. Do we have a name for that yet?
It's basically the Iowa Catholic Radio State Fair bingo.
There we go. Iowa Catholic Radio State Fair bingo.
Pretty simple.
I was going to say, it's very creative.
Of course, I did forget to mention, it is day one of the Iowa State Fair, so traffic around the fairgrounds, just ridiculous.
Is it today?
Well, it always will be, every day, for the next 11 days. And a lot of people I know go out day one. That's like
me.
You know, their tradition. They opened 15 minutes ago, so they'll be out there already walking around, checking out things even before the booze and stuff.
That's our family right there. We like to go out the first day, just always have. It complicated things a little bit this year, you know, with my wife. She's working today, and then also my sister, who just had a baby, so she's not going to be able to make it out. But my mom and I and my two kids are going to be out there, so we have a lot of fun when we go. But yeah, there's
a game. You're going to stop by and grab one of the bingo sheets and play, right?
You know, I am going to play with the kids. We'll do selfies, because you got to take selfies with all this stuff, right?
Well, yeah, well, you know, that it's kind of open-ended. It's pictures or selfies. At first, it was going to be selfies with all of it, but then it's more like, if you want to do it with a selfie, go for it, because that just makes it more fun.
Yeah.
Then you post it on social media, either Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, then tag Iowa Catholic Radio, and then bring it back, and you'll go into a drawing for an Iowa Catholic Radio prize package.
Ooh, am I eligible for that?
You are not.
Okay.
Yeah, well, you know, maybe we'll get you a mint.
A mint.
Just there for completing it, John.
I like that.
It's like a Scooby snack.
Well, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a ton of people out there and always surrounding our booth, which is great. You were out there setting that up and getting everything going.
Yeah, we've been doing that for the past couple days. In fact, we'll have the first broadcast this morning, 9 a.m., which you'll chat with Julie Nelson with Catholic Women Now. So that'll be this morning. We'll have In the Heartland with Bishop Hates tomorrow morning at 9. So, you know, all of our morning local shows.
99% of our local shows are going to be broadcasting live out there at the Iowa State Fair.
Right. That's 99% because we told John no.
Because I am not going out there. There is absolutely no way. I've done that before now. You know that.
But yeah.
There was just no one out there. I mean, no. It was just a little difficult to do at 7 a.m. But no, it's going to be a blast. If you're out there, friends, please stop by the Ann and Bill Riley stage. We have our booth out there, as well as, now, are the deacons out there this year?
Yep. We got the deacon tent. We have the confession. You know, all three tents are out there.
We got confessions going and all that. Yeah. If you haven't been to confession in a while, this could be an opportunity to do it. We'll have a priest there available. I know there's a schedule. There was a schedule there last year. I'm sure there's one there this year that will tell you the times for confession. Deacon?
Get penance on a stick.
Penance on a stick.
Yeah. There go right out the Hail Marys and the Our Fathers that you have to say.
Hey, look at that. See? I like that. Penance on a stick. But yeah, so we'll be out there. Stop on by. Say hello. And please let us know you're listening. You know, and one of the questions I always ask people is, what time do you listen? You know, what shows? What are your favorite shows? When people ask me, when they tell me, hey, I listen to you on in the morning, I say, what time? What time do you like to listen? It's always different for everyone, but that interests me. But get on out there, have some fun at the Iowa State Fair. Stay safe, no doubt about it, and have some of those State Fair donuts and cookies for me. I'm kind of a sweets guy when it comes to the State Fair.
So what's your plan? What's your parking plan? When you go out to the fair with the family, what is your parking plan? Because everybody has their special way of trying to get around. Either it's one trying to get there early enough to actually get the fair parking, others taking the DART bus, you know.
Well, I don't do any of that. It's just me or just my wife and I, or, you know, when I'm going out there with a friend or two, I'm the kind of guy that likes to walk. So I'll park as many blocks away as possible. I'll walk to the fair. I'm going to walk through the fair.
Right.
You know, I like that exercise. But with the kids, I'll pay I'll go down the $5 route. So you're still kind of a little bit further away. You're not at the 10, and I mean, it's probably up to like $82 close to it now. But yeah, I'll find the $5 houses and go there and park. So that's my plan.
Everybody has that parking plan or the food plan, you know, when we strategically plan to make your way through the fair.
Oh, yeah. So. Now, do you have one of those parking passes? Because you got to be out there every day.
Yeah, I mean, I've got that. But normally for me, I find there's a couple places that you can park a little farther away, but they have shuttles that will take you right up to the main gate, which is kind of nice. Or I've done the DART bus many times too.
Oh sure,
which is $4 I think now trip to and you can either do from Park and Ride, the Capitol, or Southeast Polk.
Well, that's cheap. So there you go. Now I know I'm listening to some people that are absolute no fair goers. They don't like it. They don't want anything to do with it. My wife is not a huge fair person, so I get that. But some of you are just as excited as I am. I love getting out there. Best people watching in the world, huh? That's what Deacon Tony said yesterday.
Absolutely.
I think he's right. All right, coming up a second half hour, friends, I'm going to talk to you about a new Pew Research study that has just come out regarding the Eucharist and the percentage of Catholics that believe in transubstantiation, that it is the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ. This may floor you. It has floored me. It's floored many others. Bishop Barron released a long video about this. I'm going to have the breakdown for you, the age groups of the belief and the percentage. I wish I could say it's going to be a little bit more uplifting, but I got something to say on it right when we come back. John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. It's Thursday, August 8th. Thank you to Dean Bell for underwriting the show. Dean prides himself on coming out and doing the bids in person when it comes to residential re-roofs and light commercial jobs. When the job is done, Dean's out there cleaning up, making sure everything is perfect. When his team's out there, Dean's there, making sure that the roof, everything is going on to inspect your home or job to ensure the highest quality of workmanship. He's with you the whole step of the way. Roofing for over 30 years. Never put his name behind anything. Iowa Catholic Radio is the first thing he's ever sponsored, put his name behind in business. In 30 years, and he didn't even need to. Believe me, he's just doing this to help us. 515-963-4494. Residential re-roofs for 30 years. 963-4494.
Thank you, Bless Me International, for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Everyone lives their life 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. How we use that time directly affects if our life will leave a significant impact or not. Each year, Blessment International leads Central Iowans on a 12-day, all-inclusive experience sharing the heart of Christ with children in South Africa. Teams are forming to do something significant in an African child's life. Learn more at blessmentinternational.org. That's blessmentinternational.org.
Support for programming of Catholic Women Now partially provided by Farm Bureau agent Cindy Schulte. Cindy Schulte on the web at cindyschulte.com, 515-226-2111. Cindy and her team know health insurance.
Is it time for a new roof? Then it could be time for you to get to know Bell Construction. Bell Construction is a roofing company entering its 30th year of business. They specialize in residential re-roofs, light commercial jobs, and have the experience to meet all of your roofing needs with personal service. With Bell Construction, the owner will come to your home or place of business in person to inspect and ensure the quality of work that you deserve. They pride themselves in working with you on a personal basis and making sure you are satisfied. Bell Construction, 515-963-4494.
Hey friends, John Leonetti here, and I want to thank Plaza Dental Group for underwriting my show. Plaza Dental Group makes their patients feel comfortable and right at home, like one of the family. Catholic-owned, they offer cosmetic dentistry and implants, 6-month smiles, and Invisalign. an alternative to traditional braces, along with mercury-free dentistry. Plaza Dental Group, comfortable dentistry. 515-344-3523. Online at dmsmiles.com.
Thank you, Confluence Brewing Company, for underwriting Christ is the Answer with Father Ricardo and for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Father Ricardo is featured daily at 11 a.m. Monday through Friday. Confluence Brewing Company is located off the bike trail south of Grays Lake. ConfluenceBrewing.com. Whoa!
I just got a text from Father Michael Amadeo, and he said, he sent out a little piece that said, if you are going to the Iowa State Fair, consider parking at the Veterans of Foreign Wars Post, number 738, which is in the old fire station at 2801 Dean Avenue. Costs us $4, and then they'll drop you off and pick you up at the gate. The post does the majority of the military funeral honors at the Iowa Veterans Cemetery. It's their biggest fundraiser of the year, so support our vets. Thank you, Father Michael, for sending that out. Definitely. All right. I'm kind of at a loss for words for what we're talking about now. If you haven't seen it yet, it just came out. A new study from the Pew Research Center, so it is definitely authentic, found that 69%. Nearly 70%, over 69% of U.S. Catholics do not believe in Jesus' real presence in the Eucharist. So, just about 70% of Catholics in this new study say that they do not believe that Jesus is truly present. They believe, rather, that the Eucharist is symbolic of Jesus' body and blood. You know, the teaching of the real presence, friends, of Jesus Christ in the Eucharist, according to the Catechism of the Catholic Church, it is the source and summit of the Christian life. The source and summit. Now, by the way, I want to be very clear about something. This is not, for many of them, their fault. We have to take the blame on this. Who's we? No, not the bishops, not the priests, us, all of us, every single one of us. Last time I checked, priests aren't raising families. We are. You know, the laymen and women. So, now, there's certainly an ownership to blame on everyone. That everyone gets a little piece of the pie here, okay? But it can be easy for every single one of us just to kind of point our fingers. Well, the church. No, we're the ones. I mean, let's look. Now, of course, we can't make the decisions for our own kids, but let's look at our own families. Now, most people that I talk to say they could have done a better job at evangelization, education, and all that in the family. I get it. You know, so we have to look inward here on this. Now, there is hope at the end of the day, but I'll talk about that in a second. Let's get all the depressing stuff out of the way first. The Pew Research study conducted in February 2019 found that 30% of Catholics, just about 31% of Catholics, believe the Church's teachings on transubstantiation, the moment during the consecration at Mass where the bread and wine become the body and blood of Jesus Christ. So 3 out of every 10. Now, that's 3 out of every 10 in your parish that are in Mass on Sunday. You know, it's not just 3 out of, you know, these are people that are actually attending Mass as well. This just kind of hits the full gamut here. Of the 69% that believe that the bread and wine are symbols, 43% of them think that the Church teaches that the bread and wine are symbols. 22% of them know Church teaching about transubstantiation. So they know that the Church teaches that these are not symbols, but don't believe it anyway. And 4% of that are unsure what the Church teaches. Okay, so 43% of those 69% of Catholics that don't believe in the true presence of Jesus in the Eucharist, 43% of them think that the Church actually teaches that the Eucharist is just symbolic. Whew. Goodness. The Pew Research Center also conducted an in-depth study regarding both the belief in the real Eucharistic presence and the Church's teachings on transubstantiation based on age, gender, education, and Mass attendance. So here we go. I was just looking at this. A little bit difficult to read. Under the age of 40, let's start with 60 or older, okay? 61% believe the bread and wine are symbols. So 61% of mass goers believe that the bread and wine are symbols. So 6 out of every 10 people that are in the pews at mass on Sunday that are 60 years or older believe this. 40 to 59 age, 72%. That number goes up to 72% of 40 to 59-year-olds, regular weekly mass goers. And 74% under the age of 40. So, you know, this is tragic, friends. This is tragic. That's just Catholics in general. I think I just messed some of this up here. So that's Catholics in general. The numbers are a little bit lower. There we go. For those that are actual weekly mass goers. But in general, 74% of Catholics under the age of 40 believe it's just a symbol. That's a tragedy. Jesus Christ, we believe, is fully present, body, blood, soul, and divinity, in the Eucharist. Catholic Church has fittingly and properly called transubstantiation. So I know that's kind of a foreign word to a lot of us, but it's the proper term. Bishop Barron of the Archdiocese of Los Angeles spoke about this recently. He talked about how angry he was. He said, "It's hard to describe how angry I feel." And I could sense that in that video. I saw about a 5-minute video of him talking about this Pew Research study. So what do we do? What can be done? Well, I was talking about this yesterday. I think first and foremost, I am utterly convinced, I don't know about you, that the greatest change that I can provide to the American Catholic Church is to just be a better husband and father and to raise my kids the best I possibly can. And most of you did that in the faith. That's not to say that Joseph, Gianna are going to turn away. Who knows? But it is to say that I can do my absolute best to be able to help them with my wife understand what is most important and to cultivate that faith in their life. And I hope you are too. And look, maybe your kids are grown. Maybe your kids are out of the house. That doesn't mean that you can't continue to get holy. And now's the time. When else are you going to do it? Get holy or die trying. That's my motto. There's nothing more important we can do than that. Try to educate ourselves a little bit more in the Eucharist. Priests, if you're listening, preach more about it. I think that's powerful. We got the greatest gift God could ever give us in the Eucharist. So there is stuff we can do, but I think we're humbled here a little bit by this. Rightfully so. Yes, there's been a failure of catechetical teaching, but the onus isn't just on the catechist. The onus is on all of us. And I think now's a time where we got to pick up the pieces and try to put this puzzle back together. Do I think it can be? Yeah, I do. I'm an optimistic person. You know that. I try to find the hope in all of this. I see the glass, half full here. And really, there's work, missionary work here. If 70% do not believe in the true presence of Jesus in the Eucharist, okay, that means Catholics, fallen away Catholics that you and I regularly encounter every single day at work, at school, in our homes, wherever, we got work to do. It's time to get to work. Let's go to Julie Nelson, co-host of Catholic Women Now. Hi, Julie.
Good morning, John.
Good morning to you. It was fun seeing you yesterday.
Oh, that parade was so much fun.
Yeah, you were on TV.
I know. Can you believe that? My husband was driving the truck. He says, you know, I stopped a little bit longer there in front of the TV camera.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, the Pope, you know, we got our Pope Francis cardboard cutout. You broke his shoulder, Julie.
I know.
Julie.
I know, but I know an orthopedic surgeon.
You know a surgeon. I know a good one, too. No, this is easily fixable. You know, those things are hard to keep intact. I don't know how people do that because, you know, they, one slight little bend or fall and, you know, it can happen. But we got him. We've saved him. He's up there. He's still waving to the crowds, and he'll be at the Iowa State Fair. So get on out there and wave to him, right?
Right. He was really a crowd pleaser.
Oh, he is. He's a hit.
Through the parade. People would look up and wave, and then they kind of their face would kind of light up then when they saw what they were looking at, the Pope.
Yeah.
You know, it was fun.
It is.
I
love seeing those reactions of them. You're going to be live at the Iowa State Fair. What do we got coming up on your show?
Okay, we're going to talk about Soulcore. Chris is out of town this week, so my co-host is going to be Heidi Grace, and she's bringing Soulcore to Des Moines. And Soulcore is it's an exercise, but it's prayerful to the rosary. And it's a movement born from a desire to nourish the body and the soul at the same time through prayer and through these core strengthening functional exercises. So we're very excited about it. The founders of Soulcore, Deanna and Colleen, are coming to Des Moines from Indianapolis, which they only do 2 or 3 outreach retreats a year. So we're very, very blessed to have them come to Des Moines. They'll be here Thursday and Friday, September 5th and 6th. They'll actually be speaking at the Ladies Mosaic Luncheon on Thursday, September 5th at Sacred Heart Church. And I tell you, Heidi and I went to Florida, and we went to the retreat down there at Ave Maria University where they had it, and the story behind this whole development of Soulcore is so powerful. Mm. I mean, we were in tears, we were feeling joy, we were feeling, it was immense. And so I really encourage people to check it out. It's for men and women. It's
cool.
Not just for women.
Well, you'll be out there live at the Iowa State Fair. Stop by and wave. Julie Nelson, co-host of Catholic Women Now, along with Chris Magruder. Talk to you soon, Julie.
All right, John, thanks.
All right. Friends, I did misread this here on something. I want to clear this up. This should give us actually a little bit of hope when it comes to those who attend weekly Mass in their belief of transubstantiation. And it is 37% that attend weekly Mass or more do not believe in transubstantiation. So they believe that the bread and wine are just symbols. That means that 63% of those that attend Mass weekly or more believe in transubstantiation. So that number's up a little bit than what I was saying before. I was misreading this. But, you know, those who attend monthly or yearly, that number goes from 37% who believes it's a symbol to 75%. Oof. And, of course, those who do not go to Mass, 87% do not believe. Even if they don't go to Mass, 13% is still pretty good. So, yeah, but net total of just all baptized Catholics, 69% do not believe in transubstantiation. Let's get to work, folks. Let's get to work, church, huh? Right here in the United States. John Linetti in the morning. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, we've got a jam-packed second half hour. We've got to get to it. Dr. Carol Brown is going to be on, director of the Sioux Spiritual Center and professor at Catholic Distance University Center, coming up in the second half hour. Don't go anywhere. Here we are on this first day of the Iowa State Fair. Plaza Dental Group, thanks to Dr. Stephanie Mohan and Plaza Dental Group for underwriting this show. Experience is the name of the game, and their team of dentists follows a comprehensive approach so that every single person that walks through that door, they are ensured that their needs are taken care of. Quality dental extensive care services. 612-7148, dmsmiles.com. That's dmsmiles.com. Father Andrew now with today's Gospel and Reflection.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, and he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Then he strictly ordered his disciples to tell no one that he was the Christ. From that time on, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer greatly from the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed and on the third day be raised. Then Peter took Jesus aside and began to rebuke him. God forbid, Lord, no such thing shall ever happen to you. He turned and said to Peter, Get behind me, Satan. You are an obstacle to me. You are thinking not as God does, but as human beings do. The Gospel of the Lord. Of course, in this passage, Jesus sets Peter as his vicar on earth, more popularly referred to as the first pope of the church. However, he does not so necessarily because of anything Peter has done to earn the title and power, but because he received the faith from the Father to make such a bold confession. Would that we too be so humble and open to receiving this faith from our Heavenly Father, so that we not only make such bold and powerful statements, but fight well in this spiritual warfare of which Jesus speaks.
At Golden Rule, you already know we obey the rules to live by. We know that there are no medals for providing outstanding customer service. It's just what you do when your customers are like family. That's why we provide state-of-the-art training for all of our employees. From customer service to routine maintenance and new equipment, you can always count on Golden Rule. And by taking care of our family, we can take better care of yours. I'm Bobby from Golden Rule, where we deliver respect, understanding, loyalty, expertise, and service every time you call. We have a standard and we prove it. Online at GoldenRulePHC.com.
Thank you, Big Red Q Quick Print, for underwriting the Sports Report. Family owned and operated since 1980, Big Red Q Quick Print is a full-service print shop, ready to help you with all your printing needs with speed and accuracy. Forms, manuals, brochures, letterhead, envelopes, business cards, custom invitations, design, and bindery. Big Red Q Quick Print, located across from Merle Hay Mall, online at bigredq-desmoines.com. Big Red Q Quick Print. We make printing easy.
This is going to be a glorious unfolding. Just you wait and see, and you will be amazed.
And a hearty thank you to Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, your full range of residential plumbing services right here in Des Moines, Iowa. Household plumbing is vital for everyday convenience and comfort, and most of us don't know something goes wrong until it actually does. That's no fun. GoldenRulePHC.com. That is GoldenRulePHC.com. Dr. Carol Brown coming up, director of the Sioux Spiritual Center and professor at Catholic Distance University. A buzz phrase going around, spiritual accompaniment. We're going to break that down. What is it? What does the Holy Father and our bishops mean by it? Also, we'll have your saint of the day, a big one in the life of the church. Mark Amadeo, news and sports. Weather straight from the desk of Channel 13 meteorologist Megan Sewa. Let's get to it. Deacon Tony Valdez, let's offer our morning to Almighty God.
God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us. Amen.
Mark Amadeo, news and sports.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
Hello, sir.
Well, good morning once again, John. Have you recovered from last night's State Fair parade that you were walking in?
I think so, yes. A lot of fun with everyone, waving to the people and the cameras, and a lot of thumbs up, so a lot of people listening.
That's great. And, you were talking to Jimmy earlier about, how do you get to the fair? What's the best way? And you mentioned yours. My favorite is taking the bus. My daughter loves riding the bus.
Cool.
She doesn't get an opportunity to do that very often, so we go down to the state capital and take the one of the DART buses that drops you off, the shuttle that goes from the capital to the state fairgrounds. That's a very efficient way to do it. You park for free, ride the bus. But my brother had one of his few good suggestions in going to the VFW there on Dean Avenue, about
sure.
Two blocks away from the state fairgrounds, and those guys do a great job. Matter of fact, they're one of our polling places on election day, and Travis and all that group down there, all the commanders down there at the VFW on Dean Avenue by the fairgrounds, they do a super job also.
No doubt. Support them. And you know, it seems every year it gets easier and easier to park, and lots of shuttles going down. So, friends, you'll be able to find something. Or if you like me, park a few blocks away and walk.
All right. Well, there's many favorite foods to be had at the Iowa State Fair. They're always got something new on a stick if it doesn't fall off within a few minutes.
Right.
John, what's one of your favorites? Mine's pork chop on a stick.
Yeah, I'm going turkey leg. I got to go turkey leg.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, low carb, delicious. I'm there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so did you have a couple of those in your hands last night while you made Bo hold the Iowa Catholic Radio banner during the parade?
Were showing
turkey legs off.
Is
that true?
I wish, man. I my mouth is already watering.
That's awesome. Well, have fun today, folks. First day of the Iowa State Fair. Pace yourself. There's 11 days of the fair, so now through Sunday, August 18th. So, you know, don't try to take it all in at once like some people do.
Generally. I'm excited. I'm all in.
All right. Well, let's get right to it this morning on the first day of the Iowa State Fair from the WHO-TV Channel 13 Weather Desk and meteorologist Megan Selwell, currently in Des Moines. We have some cloudy skies, sun trying to peek through, and it's 72 degrees right now with a north wind at 5 miles per hour on the opening day of the Iowa State Fair on this Thursday, August 8th. And today we'll see possible spotty showers this morning, and it'll be mostly sunny later on this afternoon. Today's high 81 degrees, about 10 degrees cooler than yesterday. North winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, overnight low of 61 degrees. Then tomorrow, partly sunny, a high of 83 for your Friday. Saturday and Sunday looking pretty good. Partly cloudy, highs in the lower to mid 80s. Next chance of rain after this morning will be on Saturday night. Well, in the news on this Thursday morning, the Iowa State Fair has announced additional security measures for this year's fair. General Manager Gary Slater said they've added 150 more security cameras, bringing the total to around 250 cameras stationed throughout the fairgrounds. He says that's in addition to security staff, police officers, and Iowa State troopers inside the gates, and Des Moines police officers outside the fairgrounds. Slater says some of the officers may be stationed on top of buildings to keep an eye on things. He also says bags may be searched at entrance gates at certain times, which has been a policy at the fair for several years. The Iowa State Fair runs from today through Sunday, August 8th. Gates open at 7 o'clock each day of the Iowa State Fair. Once again, from the WHO, or rather from the Today Sports Report, is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. Last night, AAA Baseball, the Iowa Cubs opened up a 7-game homestand, and Las Vegas defeated the Iowa Cubs in Game 1 by the score of 8-6 at Principal Park. Same two teams tonight. First pitch, 7 o'clock. Both Las Vegas and the Iowa Cubs are in first place in their respective divisions. Yesterday's Major League Baseball scoreboard, some of the Midwest teams involved. In interleague play, the Cubs defeated Oakland 10-1 at Wrigley Field in Chicago, while Atlanta downed the Minnesota Twins 11-7. National League, Dodgers beat St. Louis 2-1, and Milwaukee downed Pittsburgh 8-3. And American League action, Chicago White Sox defeated Detroit 8-1, while Kansas City's game with Boston was suspended in the 10th inning. Game tied at 4. They'll resume that game on Thursday, August 22nd. Today's Dowling Catholic Sports Calendar has no varsity sports or activities planned, and our next high school sports broadcast will be the opening night of high school football on Friday, August 30th. Just 22 days away, Waukee taking on Dowling. Pregame at 6:30, kickoff at 7 o'clock will be live from Valley Stadium, as we'll cover all of Dowling's games this year, home and away, right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Once again, from the WHO-TV Channel 13 Weather Desk, and meteorologist Megan Selwell, currently in Des Moines, we have cloudy skies giving way to partly cloudy skies right now, 72 degrees with a north wind at 5 miles per hour, and today we'll see spotty showers possible this morning, mostly sunny later on this afternoon here in central Iowa with a high of 81 degrees. North winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports on your Thursday morning John Leonetti Show. And coming up, Jimmy Olson, he has your morning traffic update. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports, our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities, is sponsored in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic, Two Rivers Glass and Door, and the Catholic Tuition Organization. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, and streaming at iowacatholicradio.com. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Still looking good for you as you're making the drive in from the west and east mixer to downtown on 235. There's going to be a lot of traffic on East University today with the Iowa State Fair day one and over the next 11 days too. So expect a lot of delays if you're going to be in that area of town. There's an accident, Merle Hare Road, Northwest 62nd Avenue. So keep an eye out there. Also a accident, 2nd Avenue at 66th Avenue there on your way to Ankeny. So that's creating some problems there. Then again, remember the road closure till tomorrow, East 21st Street between Easton Boulevard and East University for a water main repair. Thanks to Builder Ken Construction for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Builder Ken has a transparent team, strengthened by a group of dedicated employees who will execute your project professionally and efficiently. Learn more at bdconstruct.com. That's traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Jimmy. Let's go to your saint of the day.
This is your Saint of the Day on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Well, today's saint modeled his missionary preaching on the gospel ideal, one without many goods, but close companionship with the ordinary people. Saint Dominic today, big one, was born in Spain and trained in the priesthood by an uncle who was himself a priest. Father Dominic was a contemplative young man and worked hard, but was content with speaking very little. All that changed, however, when Dominic went on a trip through France. In France, a heresy had sprung up that argued that the material world was evil and that only the spirit portion of the human person was good. As a result, they preached a strict diet and abstinence from sexual intimacy. Though extreme, the movement was popular because local priests were living a near opposite lifestyle, one just as inconsistent with the gospel. Dominic was commissioned to be a part of a preaching crusade against this heresy, and he quickly learned how to make his sermons most effective. Dominic himself adopted an austere lifestyle, traveling barefoot everywhere he went as he preached from place to place. This tactic was successful in reclaiming the ordinary people to Catholicism. His fellow preachers gradually became a community, and in 1215 he founded a religious house in France, the beginning of the Order of Preachers, more commonly known today as the Dominicans. His ideal and that of his order was to link organically a life with God, study and prayer in all forms with a ministry of salvation to people by the Word of God. So we ask today, Saint Dominic, to pray for us. Amen. The Order of Preachers. Fun to see the roots, huh? Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, thank you for underwriting our saint of the day. A deacon right here in Des Moines, experience in wills and estate planning, makes it easy on you, does the work for you. 515-224-1776. That's 515-224-1776. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk to Dr. Carol Brown, director of the Sioux Spiritual Center and professor at Catholic Distance University. Don't go anywhere. John Lee and Eddie in the morning here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Thank you to R&R Realty Group for underwriting the show. RRRealty.com. Since 1985, staff knowledge and experience, buying power, 24-hour service, facility budgeting and accounting. I've dealt with the service there, and it's good. It really is. RRRealty.com. Thank you again for all you continue to do for us here at Iowa Catholic Radio, taking a seat at the table to allow us to continue to grow. That's RRRealty.com. Your Diocesan Minute is right now.
This is your news for the Diocese of Des Moines for Thursday, August 8th. I'm Kelly Mesher-Collins. Congratulations to Father Aze. He celebrates the anniversary of his ordination to the priesthood today. It's a big day today for our seminarians. They'll be gathering for Mass at the Cathedral at 12:10. Then they'll have lunch with our priests, sponsored by the Des Moines St. Sarah Club. After the local convocation, they'll head off to a statewide convocation, where they'll get a chance to visit with seminarians from across the state. Please keep them in your prayers. Tune in the Heartland with Bishop Pates tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Bishop will be visiting with Frank Roby of St. Joseph Parish in Des Moines, live from the Iowa State Fair. Frank Roby is Assistant Director of Plant Operations at the Iowa State Fairgrounds. He'll tell us how they keep the fair running smoothly amidst the flurry of activities. That's tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. right here on Iowa Catholic Radio, live from the Iowa State Fair. That's your news for the Diocese of Des Moines. I'm Kelly Mesher-Collins.
Thank you to R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio and John Leonetti in the morning. R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities have unique amenities and award-winning property management. Sierra Point and Country Club Village Apartments in West Des Moines and residents at 62W and Wynwood Apartments in Johnston. R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities wants you to love where you live. Learn more at rrrealty.com. That's rrrealty.com. Find out how you can support Iowa Catholic Radio at iowacatholicradio.com or 515-223-1150.
Looking for a family doctor? Vitae Family Cares physician Greg McKernan, a DO, has practiced for 27 years, seeing patients of all ages. Vitae is Latin for life, and as a pro-life physician, Dr. McKernan is certified in NAPRO technology. Located at 50th and I-235 in West Des Moines, VitaeFamilyCare.com.
Need an experienced attorney for legal matters? I know a guy. Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, is a proud supporter of Iowa Catholic Radio. Steve is a longtime resident of Iowa and is licensed to practice in all Iowa state and federal courts. He has years of experience in real estate law, wills, conservatorships, trusts, and estate planning. Steve's law office phone number is 515-224-1776. That's 515-224-1776.
Thanks for joining me, friends, and a big thank you to Blessman International for underwriting the show. Blessman International, they are everywhere in South Africa and really just doing the work of Almighty God. And one of the things that, you know, they feed so many kids and families. They're down there, you know, taking care of the sanitary needs for so many kids and families, fostering food secure communities and farming. But, you know, they do this for Jesus Christ. That's the main reason. It's all for him. When you talk to Dr. Jim Blessman and their team there, they'll tell you that. All for Jesus. BlessmanInternational.org. Thank you for underwriting the show. Let's go to our last guest of the day, director of the Sioux Spiritual Center and professor at Catholic Distance University, Dr. Carol Brown. Hi, doctor.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Thanks for coming on. Let's talk about a buzz phrase that we've heard in the church from the Holy Father and the bishops. We heard this in his encyclical Joy of the Gospel from Pope Francis. And that buzz phrase is spiritual accompaniment. What do we mean by that?
Yeah, Pope Francis talks about that at length in Joy of the Gospel, around section 169 through 173, and it's really integral to his vision of intentional discipleship. Accompaniment happens when a person who's been following Jesus for some time and practicing the spiritual life with some degree of intentionality sort of walks with another who wants to grow in the spiritual life and makes the journey with them. So it's an essential component to discipleship. You know, if you think about, like, a biblical example would be St. Paul's mentoring of St. Timothy. You know, he said, you know, don't let anybody look down on you because you're young, but set an example for them. So he was kind of coaching Timothy through some, you know, some of the challenges of growing into leadership in the church. So. Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of the idea.
So we see this from the biblical roots, right? I mean, and this is right where the Holy Father is going with Joy of the Gospel. But what does that look like today? You know, I mean, we live in a much different world. It's more fast-paced. You know, if it doesn't fit into 240 characters, people don't want to listen. it's an online world. What do we do?
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's really about spiritual friendship. So, you know, in the context of your life, you're going to church, you're job, your, you know, conversations at the water cooler, your gym, wherever you go, whatever little clubs you're in and that kind of stuff, you have the opportunity to form friendships all the time. And really coming alongside somebody and just, letting them share their life with you. And I know for myself, kind of core experiences in my life as a teenager was when, I was having a sleepover one night with this friend of mine, and I was complaining about all my problems, you know, and she listened to me for a good little bit, and then she said, Carol, have you ever prayed about this? And it had never occurred to me to pray about something. I mean, I knew all the prayers, you know, I knew the Hail Mary, I knew the Hail Mary. I had no idea what that had to do with my life and my problems, and so she kind of, you know, became my spiritual life coach, you could say. She gave me a Bible. She gave me some Christian music. We started talking at school about these things, passing notes back and forth. And she was really the catalyst to get the lights on for me as a teenager, you know. So I'm so grateful for that somebody came alongside me and kind of made that journey with me.
Yeah, I think that's really something that some people are probably, I don't want to say jealous of, but wish they had in their own life. Give us maybe one or two points of ways we can go about and start this today.
Well, I would look around at who your current friendship group is, who are the people that are kind of in your life, and you know, maybe it might be somebody that you go to church with already. And you can see that they want to go deeper. And you may be the person who actually needs the spiritual accompaniment. You may be somebody who needs to look for somebody who's a little further along in the spiritual life than you are, and to just ask them, hey, can we have coffee sometime? I wanted to talk to you about, you know, some things going on in my spiritual life, and doesn't have to be that blunt, you know. I mean, sometimes you just stand at the kitchen sink washing dishes together, and things come up, you know. You just kind of start sharing about what's happening in your spiritual life, and that's a challenge for us as Catholics, because we do have kind of a very deep sort of sense of privacy about our spiritual life, and it's a poverty for us that we don't talk out loud very much about what's going on, or in fact what's not going on. And so to create an environment where it's safe to talk about what God is doing in your life or what you wish he was doing in your life, and that kind of thing.
Tell me what the Sioux Spiritual Center is.
Okay, the Sioux Spiritual Center is a little retreat center way out in the middle of nowhere. It was built by the Jesuits in 1978, initially for to take care of the spiritual needs of Native American Catholics. And for 40 years, it has existed primarily for that purpose. About a year and a half ago, the board decided to open it up also to the use of non-natives, and so we host retreats out here, and occasionally have an Ignatian retreat, and healing retreats, and different kinds of things like that. So if you ever really want to get off the grid, this is a good place to do it. It's way down in the middle of nowhere, and very beautiful down here, and Howe, South Dakota. Look it up on the internet.
That sounds good to me, Dr. Carol Brown. Do you have a website?
Yep, www.siouxspiritualcenter.org.
Siouxspiritualcenter.org. Dr. Carol, thank you for coming on. Really appreciate your insights.
You're most welcome. Thanks
All
so much
right,
for
everyone.
Having me.
Absolutely. That's Dr. Carol Brown. Friends, we'll see you at the Iowa State Fair. I'll be out there today. I'll be stopping by the booth, hanging around a little bit, but I know we're going to have a couple people there at all times. So get on out there and say hello. Looking forward to it. Deacon Tony Valdez, would you give us your blessing?
May the blessing of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit come down upon us to protect us and to bring us to his everlasting life. Amen.
Amen. I am John Leonetti, friends. Be confident in Christ's mercy and his love today.
Like a tree planted by the water, we never will run dry. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire, just to know you and to make you known. Father's heart. Into the world we're reaching out to show them who you are.
John Leonetti in the Morning is sponsored by R&R Realty Group, Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, Plaza Dental Group, and Blessman International.